Previously on the Drive with Roland and Rochelet.
Maroon 5 with Misery on Old Go FM. Every Friday, we uncover up-and-coming artists on the Friday Music Club, and we're so passionate about this feature because I'm certain that all of us know how it feels to start out at the bottom in your career and then you just move up, and that rewarding feeling when you reap the rewards of your hard work, dedication, and so forth. So when it's a passion or dream, one tends to work even harder, and this particular gentleman is just absolutely fabulous. We caught up with him. His name is Pila B.
It's great to be able to pop in for you this afternoon on the Friday Music Club, even though I'm out of the studio right as you hear this. This is recorded a little bit earlier, and we spoke to this incredible gentleman. Here we go, Rosh. Are you ready?
I'm so ready for this. Okay. He's so cool.
He really is. He is a creative with a Christian musical background. He's a prolific songwriter, arranger, vocalist, producer, and instrumentalist as well. Aside from all of that, he's a student facilitator and an award-winning documentary director as well. He loves telling stories through his personal experiences and his perceptions of society. And he puts it all to music, video, audio, all of those things. And we have him today imported live on the line from Karucha, South Africa. How is The Hague today, Pila B?
Hey, what's up, people? How are you guys? I am so excited. This is Pila B coming at you live.
Yo.
It's going to be fabulous.
We can hear it, bro. We can hear it. Firstly, how do you do it, all those different things, and still study?
I guess it's about, focus, really. Everybody's gifted. Everybody has skills. But at the end of the day, one just needs to focus and really push and, just to see your dreams come through. So yeah. It's just focus and time management, really.
And it's definitely about just goals. So let's chat a little bit about those goals, because you're obviously involved in so many different things. What are you focusing on right now, like your short-term goal?
Well, my current short-term goal is I'm actually working on what we call the Archimus, which is a creative house. I have a passion for community development, and I want to do that through the arts and, of course, through music. Mm. So a combination of music, really, and architecture, which is my background and study.
Architecture on top of everything. When you say you're a creative, you're certainly not underestimating the scope of it. Where did it all start?
I guess coming from a creative family, my parents, my mom's side, they are musicians, and I guess that's where the bug bit. And just being around my uncle during his rehearsal times at home, that's where the love and the deeper love of music actually started. And that's how it actually started.
Do you think one day that you would combine your video and your audio in terms of the music video storytelling documentary style into all of it?
Definitely. As a person that believes that, as young people, we should really be determined by lack of resources, where that means then or translate to a poor execution of an idea. So definitely in the near coming future, you will be seeing a lot of my work translated into actual visuals that you guys can actually experience and see.
I love what you just said now. I think we should just expand on that quickly. So you're saying to people, you're young, don't let that stop you. And if you have a lack of top-end resources, don't let that stop you. Because sometimes people throw their hands up and go, oh, I don't have the best crew. I don't have the best lighting, whatever. Therefore, I can't do the best work. What do you say to them?
No, all I can say, guys, it's okay to not have enough. But that doesn't take away to say what you have, focus and actually master that little, or what is perceived as little, and just master that to achieve. Because as I'm saying, let's never be poor in our ideas, you know what I mean? So I can definitely just say to the young people, and part of that is recognizing that if failure is part of the journey, being rejected is part of the journey.
Yep.
You just got to focus on you and your vision.
Absolutely brilliant. Positive. Yeah.
Love your mind. Talking about your mind, you're a songwriter too. What's the process like for you?
Well, I guess it depends really on a day. For me, music is mostly like a place of refuge. But looking at now, I'm a conscious musician. I always say, especially as young people, one needs to be cognizant and be aware of what your locale and your context. And we have the responsibility, the social responsibility, where we can creatively share and tell these stories of societal issues. But basically, it's different, you know, and on a certain day, a beat, a melody will come on a certain date, actually an emotion evoked by something or something that I see or watch on TV, and that's translated into a song. Yeah, so it just really depends on the day, really.
Sure, I tell you, speechless. That's Roy in the studio listening to you. This is such a massive vision from a young man. I trust that your influence reaches far and wide. Where do we find you, far and wide, all over the world, online?
Okay, my Instagram is at Phila Buthelezi. Twitter at Siphesihle 39271978. And on Facebook, I'm Phila Ngethemba Buthelezi. My songs are available on YouTube, on Spotify, Deezer. If you just Google search Phila B, you'll get a catalog of my music creations. Yeah.
Go and do that right now. It's Phila, P-H-I-L-A. Phila B, thanks so much for coming to us live from Karicha to the world. And we wish you all the best with your music career as we launch your track on Algo FM right now. All the best.
Thank you so much, guys, and much love to all the people that keep supporting my music. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
On air, online,
and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.